also really useful for me the past year has been training all of the smaller connecting points in the body. And what I realized by smaller connecting points, I mean like the knee joint itself, the ankle joint, grip, neck even as well. What I noticed, I started doing, does anybody do backward sled dragging? Simon? Nobody else? So I had basically, like, it was completely my fault, but I tore a ligament in one of my knees, or at least severely strained it, and it hasn't healed. And my knees felt really, really unstable for a number of years now. We were doing, my former partner and I flew these two yoga teachers to Vancouver 1 year and basically had them teach us yoga for 6 hours a day for 2 weeks because we thought we'd like master yoga in 2 weeks. It's a stupid idea. And I was trying so hard to sit in lotus posture that I literally, just by the end of the 2 weeks, I pushed my knee down and just felt this tear. So it's like, oh my God. So really, really dumb. But since then, my knee had felt really unstable. And I started doing backward sled dragging just earlier, this time last year. And almost immediately, like within a few days of doing this regularly, I noticed my entire lower body, my legs, felt so much more stable. There was actually less fear in my system. Like there was less of a fear response in my nervous system because of the stability of my knees. So everyone here has probably had ankle injuries as well. Like I've had loads of ankle injuries, and a big part of that as I've gotten older is that my ankles feel really, really unstable, and I'll even have sort of deja vu of like rolling my ankle from time to time. And so I started doing like tibialis raises. Have you guys seen these? And using a monkey foot to train the ankle in a weighted way. And again, the same thing happens. Like my ankles, knees feel so much more stable. And the point I'm getting at is the nervous system dramatically decreases the fear response if it feels stable. So if your body's unstable, there's gonna naturally be way more of a sort of anxiety and a guardedness, a defensiveness. The body will shut down because it knows one of the joints is weak. Mm-hmm.
I had like a really, like I, within like the, like a month, I sprained my ankle like twice, like really bad. And so it's like to the point where I could barely walk. And like it's super, like it's healthy now. And it actually like helped me because like I unlocked like my hips, my glutes and all that. So like my lower body is actually like a lot healthier.
Yeah.
But like even like every time like whether it's I step on a basketball court or like I'm just like walking down the stairs or something, all I can think about is just like.
Yeah.
I totally do that. Like I'm like scared to be on the trampoline because I feel like I'm going to jump once and just.
Yeah.
So like this, like the confidence there is like
yeah.
Not there.
Does anybody else have that or experience that?
I did for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would say at least once a day I get that same sort of deja vu, like fear response. And it's gotten much better through just getting stronger feet and ankles. And you could kind of psychoanalyze that and try to think your way out of it. Better way is just to make the joint stronger so your body doesn't respond. And I've begun to pattern that into my training. As a result, like make all of the connecting points, everything as strong as possible so that the body just feels stable and then it doesn't need to respond in fear. Hey, it's Taylor. I hope you enjoyed today's talk. And if you did, the best thing to do right now while it's fresh in your mind is head over to deepgame.com and join us in our free masterclass where you'll learn all of the fundamental principles of the part of basketball that's played with the mind. We've had players call this the best hour of basketball learning of their lives, and it's completely free right now. So head over to deepgame.com, join us. Once again, it's totally free, and I will see you there.